I'll admit it, I'm a bit of a geek. I wear that mantle proudly. To me, being a geek means being really into something, sometimes a little too into it. I've had tons of these hobby-slash-obsessions over the years, including fencing, beer brewing, cycling, and countless icons of pop and fringe culture. Being a geek doesn't just mean liking these things, it means liking talking about and engaging around them. It means liking the culture of that thing. Being a geek can be alienating, but if you find a workplace filled with fellow geeks, like a public radio newsroom, it can be okay. It's a good thing I don't spend my work days in an NFL locker room. When I first heard about the alleged bullying incidents against Miami Dolphins tackle Jonathan Martin, my reaction was, this guy reminds me of Sean Andrews. Sean Andrews, Philadelphia Eagles' first-round draft choice, three-time Pro Bowler as an offensive lineman, and a geek who apparently didn't fit in. Then the other day, I opened the paper and saw that Sean Andrews was now accusing none other than Eagles great Donovan McNabb of years of harassment, including spreading rumors that Andrews was gay. As a football fanatic, I followed Andrews' career and have known for a long time that he was unlike other NFL players. He was obsessed with the sarcasm of SpongeBob SquarePants. Perhaps a lineman sleeping under a SpongeBob comforter seemed a bit odd to his teammates. Now retired, Andrews is attempting to launch a new career in stand-up comedy. I don't know if the Dolphins' Martin had such eccentric hobbies, but he's definitely a brain, having majored in classics at Stanford and coming from a heady pedigree of Harvard grads. In 2008, Andrews took a leave of absence from the Eagles to deal with what were later revealed to be severe bouts of depression. People called him soft and overly sensitive, adjectives similar to those used by some to describe Martin. I will not lay the blame with any particular player, coach, or group. I didn't have eyes or ears in that locker room. But it seems very clear to me that something is rotten in a football culture where someone who doesn't fit the stereotypical jock mold, even those as physically gifted as Andrews and Martin, can feel so ostracized. There's no doubt in my mind that these atypical athletes were bullied and harassed to a startling degree. Coupled with revelations about the potential long-term damage of repeated head trauma, these stories about bullying in the locker room make me feel more conflicted than ever about my incurably geeky football obsession. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.